This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The next surah, the last time I was here on Wednesday morning, we talked about Surah Al-A'raf. Today, inshallah, the next surah after that is Surah Al-Anfal. And before we get into Surah Al-Anfal, right after Surah Al-Anfal comes Surah Al-Tawbah or Surah Bara'ah. And many of us, we are familiar with the fact that there is no Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim written in the Quran for Surah Bara'ah. And there's a story behind this, and that is that when the Quran was compiled, I mean, not going to the history of how the Quran was compiled and when it was compiled, but in the time of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he made many manuscripts of the Quran and he distributed them in the Islamic world at that time as the Islamic kingdom and world was expanding. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he began to read the Quran that was compiled by Uthman ibn Affan, and he noticed at that time that there was no Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So he asked Uthman ibn Affan that, can you provide some kind of explanation that why you find two surahs? First of all, he said that Surah Al-Anfal is shorter than Surah Al-Tawbah or Surah Bara'ah, yet it has come before Surah Bara'ah. So that's number one, which was confusing to him. Because if you look at the surahs before, Baqarah, Ali Imran, Nisa, Ma'idah, these are all longer surahs. Surah Bara'ah is a longer surah than Surah Al-Anfal. So logically, in his mind, he's thinking that Surah Bara'ah should come before Surah Al-Anfal. Number two is, why is there no Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? So to which Uthman ibn Affan, he responded by saying that when we, even though Surah Al-Anfal is shorter than Surah Bara'ah, but because Surah Al-Anfal and the theme of Surah Al-Anfal, and when it was revealed prior to Surah Bara'ah, that's why in the Quran, this is the order I put it in. Number two is, he said that as far as the no Bismillah matter, he said that if you look at the theme of Surah Al-Anfal and Surah Bara'ah, they're very similar to one another. And we have written this down in the Quran, and this was one of the matters that we wanted to take back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask him and to inquire from him, should we have the Bismillah or not? But before we could even get to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had departed from this world. And that is why many of the Sahaba, they say that they are very similar, because they're very similar in their themes and so forth. That is why there is no Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wallahu a'lam. Now, the connection between Surah Anfal and the surah before this, Surah Al-A'raf, very interesting if you think about it. Surah Al-Anfal was revealed when? After the Battle of Badr. It was revealed after the Battle of Badr, because this was the very first military victory that the Muslims had experienced. Remember, before this, they were in Mecca. They were suffering at the hands of the Quraysh. Now that they have come to Medina, the Quraysh are coming now on their turf, on their land, and trying to fight with them. Now, of course, when I say their land, it was not necessarily Medina. They had to go to a site which is known as Badr. That is where they fought. But nonetheless, the Quraysh, not being on their turf, gave the advantage to the Muslims. And not only that, but the Muslims got to the land of Badr, the area of Badr, and they basically scouted the area. They made sure that they find the right place in Badr. And not only that, but because they were strategically smart about the situation, this is one of the reasons they actually won the battle. But if you look at Surah Al-A'raf, Surah Al-A'raf talks, the last story in Surah Al-A'raf talks about Musa defeating Fir'aun. And in the Battle of Badr, the Muslims also defeated the Kuffar. In Surah Al-A'raf, you find Musa defeating a tyrant by the name of Fir'aun. Here in the Battle of Badr, the Muslims are defeating a tyrant by the name of Abu Jahl. You see the similarities. You find that in the case of in the case of Musa alayhi salam, he and the Muslims had to flee Egypt. In the case of the Muslims, before the Battle of Badr, they had to flee Mecca and they had to come to Medina. So there are some similarities that we find from Surah Al-A'raf to Surah Al-Anfal. And not only that, but the story in Surah Al-Anfal gives us this peace of mind, especially of what we are witnessing right now in the situation of Gaza, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He grants victory to those who are the oppressed. When those who are the oppressed, they may go through persecution for some time, just like we find in the case of Muslims. The Muslims were persecuted without any mercy for 13 years constantly in Mecca. Then when they came to Medina, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave them victory. So when we look at the situation that is unfolding in Gaza and we reflect on Surah Al-Anfal, Surah Al-Anfal provides that consolation to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, though the victory of Allah may come after some time, but the victory of Allah is with the Muslims and Allah will grant them victory eventually. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Now, when we talk about Badr in Gaza, there are some similarities there too, where you cannot simply ignore the fact that right now, or going back to Badr, the Muslims were outnumbered. Right now, the Muslims are outnumbered. We find that in the Battle of Badr, from a resources perspective, the Muslims had no resources or very little resources compared to the Quraysh. And here also we find that what do these people in Gaza, they have compared to the apartheid state and on all the resources that they have and the resources that they are receiving from other oppressive countries and so forth, including this one also that we're sitting in. So all this, we see that the similarity between Badr and Gaza. And also we find that in the case of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the night before, he was making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah, grant the Muslims victory, because if they lose this battle, then they're going to lose their morale and they're going to lose their faith in this. So that is why, one of the reasons, because of this dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the Muslims a very illustrious victory. And we find also in the case of Gaza that so many people are asking, what's going to happen to our brothers and sisters in Gaza? Are they going to get all wiped out? And once again, we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We put our trust in Allah that Allah will aid them. It may come after some time, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is always with the oppressed. Now, from Surah Al-Anfal, there are many things that we can learn. Sheikh Saleh, Fadhil Samirai, in his tafsir, he writes it very beautifully that there are two things primarily to be learned from this surah. Number one is, if you want the victory of Allah, if we want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's certain things that we have to do as an ummah. And then when we do those things, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. So just like in the Battle of Badr, the Muslims, they were outnumbered. They did not have the resources and they had to go away from Medina. And not only that, on the other hand, the Quraysh, they were outnumbering the Muslims and so forth. The advantage was on their side. And by the way, it is mentioned about the Quraysh that they were so confident in their victory that in some books of Seerah, it is mentioned that they brought in musical instruments and women that they will celebrate and they will dance for them after their victory over the Muslims. This is how confident they were. Just like today, this apartheid state, may Allah destroy them. They are also saying, we will wipe them out. Inshallah, Allah will wipe them out, inshallah. So we find the similarities right now. But once again, what can we do as a Muslim ummah to begin with, if we want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are many things that we can take from this surah. I'm going to share just three things with you today, inshallah. The very first thing is that if we as a Muslim ummah in the Muslim world, we want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot betray Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la takhunu Allah wa rasoola, wa takhunu amanatikum wa antum ta'alamun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, believers, O believers, men and women, do not betray Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or knowingly betray other people's trust in you. SubhanAllah, look at the Muslim leaders. Wallahi, I say this very clearly. They can say whatever they want to do and how much they do for the Muslim Ummah. But right now, when the Muslims are being massacred, for them to sit and sit down quietly, wallahi, they don't have a spine. And they have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is them doing khiyana. When Allah says, La takhunu Allah wa rasula, do not do khiyana, do not betray Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they see Muslims being massacred and they are staying quiet, wallahi, they are betraying Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as a result, why are they doing this? At the end of the day, it always comes down to money. And that's why in the next verse, Allah says, wa'alamu, beware, be cautious of the fact, annama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth is a fitna for you. Wallahu indahu ajrun azim. You're looking for more money, you're looking for more resources, you're looking for more gain. The gain is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, subhanallah, we see that people are betraying each other, betraying Muslims. Why? For this temporary gain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, if the Muslim ummah wants to be successful, they cannot betray each other. That's number one we learn from this surah. Number two is, if we want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we go back to the beginning of Surah Al-Anfal. Allah says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالُ قُلِ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. The Muslims were fighting with each other. Not fighting with each other, but they were in a quarrel. They were arguing with each other about what? About the luxury of this dunya. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالُ. Allah is reminding the Muslims that do not fight with each other over temporary gain. Do not fight with each other over this worldly gain. قُلِ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. And keep the sulh and the keep the sulh between yourself. Keep the reconciliation between yourselves. Be connected to each other. And then after that, very beautifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions the characteristics of believers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Who are the true believers? الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When the name of Allah is mentioned, their hearts, they tremble. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When they hear the words of Allah, then their iman increases. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they put their trust solely, not on people, they put their trust of their victory and their success on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. These are the people who pray their salat and they give their zakat. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. These are the true believers. لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. They have a great status. They have many great statuses in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only that, but they will be given the maghfirah, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa rizqun kareem, and a very generous giving by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the ulama, they say that if this Muslim ummah wants to be successful and they want to earn the nusra of Allah, then the Muslim world has to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, there's a difference between being a Muslim and being a mu'min. A Muslim is a person who verbally declares there is none worthy of worship but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. This is what makes a person a Muslim. But what makes a person a mu'min is something different. A person who lives their life according to what Allah and His Prophet alayhi salam has asked from us, that is what makes a person a mu'min. And by the way, read the Quran, study the Quran, and you will find, and we will find, that whenever Allah talks about giving us, whenever Allah talks about His promises, He promises not usually the Muslims, but He promises the believers. And that is why, as a Muslim ummah, if we want the help of Allah and the nusra of Allah, we as a Muslim ummah collectively, we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third and final thing, if we want the nusra of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Another verse, Allah says, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the importance of what? Of brotherhood. When you have brotherhood, when the Sahaba were together, no matter what was their background like, does not matter what their ethnicity was, it does not matter where they came from, when they were connected, wallahi, that brotherhood, that connection that they had with each other, that love they had between each other, wallahi, that would put fear in the hearts of the enemy. Today, wallahi, if the Muslims come together, and wallahi, you will see, even all these leaders, these so-called Muslim leaders, wallahi, that they are spineless and they have no fear. They fear the apartheid state. Wallahi, I say here, they don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they are in the situation, but we see those people who don't have that power, they don't have the authority like these Muslim leaders they have. But wallahi, because of what they have done, the boycotts that have happened and so forth, and all the movement that has happened, it has put a dent in their pockets. It has caused them some kind of pain, and it has hurt them in a certain capacity, in a financial capacity. We have seen certain companies and how they have suffered losses and so forth. When the Muslim Ummah comes together and they are united, wallahi, that united front is the biggest threat against the enemy. There are even, subhanAllah, you will find on social media, when animals come together. The other day I was watching just a small video that there was a pond. You had a colony of ants traveling above water, and subhanAllah, anytime a predator would come, the other one is being carried away, being taken away from the entire pack. The other ant would come and it would take away and push away the predator. When the Muslims come together, this is how even animals, they function together. And by the way, when the Muslims are separated, that is where the enemy, they collapse, and they will get onto the Muslims. The enemy will get onto the Muslims. And we find even, subhanAllah, when a cheetah or a lion, when they go after a deer or anything of that type, we find that usually that impala or that deer that has separated from the overall pack, they are the ones that are devoured eventually. They are the ones who become the prey. We as a Muslim Ummah, if we remain separated, wallahi, we will become the prey. But if we are united, as Allah says in the Quran, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ, Allah is telling the Prophet عليه السلام, I'm the one. He is the one who united the hearts. لَوْ أَنْفَقَتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, even if you had spent everything on this earth, مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ, you would have not been able to bring their hearts together. ولكن الله ألف بينهم, but it is Allah who brought the hearts together. And we see that no matter how less they were in the battle of Badr, they were able to be victorious over a bigger army. So the third thing is, if we want the help and the nusra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to come together as the ummah, which we see in a certain capacity. And I pray to Allah that He keeps our ummah united. So if we want the help of Allah, and by the way, when these three things, they came together, what did Allah do in the battle of Badr? Even though they were lesser in number, Allah sent the malaika to the aid of the Muslims. Allah will send His aid, but we have to do our part. Allah says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبْلَنَا. First, we have to do our part. Whoever strives, then Allah says He will open up the ways. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. First, we do the ibadah, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. It's not the other way around. Allah, you first send your aid, and then we will do what we have to do. We first have to do our part, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His aid. So three things that we can do. Number one is that we do not betray each other. Number two we find in the surah is that due to dunya, we should not fight with each other, but rather we need to come closer to Allah and increase in our spirituality. And number three is that we have to always foster brotherhood if we want to succeed as the ummah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to apply these teachings of the Quran in our life and overall in our community. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه, ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.